Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Healthcare IT Download, the podcast of Future Healthcare Today. I'm your host, Peter Jacobs, here with Chris Logan, Senior Healthcare Strategist at VMware. Thanks for talking with us, Chris.
Well, thanks for having me, Peter.
On this episode, we're looking at value-based care and the challenges and the opportunities that the digital revolution in healthcare is offering. Let's start with some groundwork, Chris. Just what is value-based care, and why is it likely to be the future for healthcare?
Well, I want to frame something first, Peter, if I may. Healthcare organizations really have been managing with really tight budgets, dealing with strict regulations in this age of what we call digital transformation. The first stage that we saw take place in healthcare was a shift from this paper-based world to an electronic medical record. And that's really was driven by government initiatives. And that change was put in place primarily to do a couple of things. One, make patient information more readily available to care providers at the point of care where it's required most, and then to improve patient safety and drive better outcomes. Well, when we moved from paper to electronic, that created this groundswell and this shift, and that transformation has really brought about its own challenges. It really created a little bit of chaos up front, but it's also now starting to create things that we've seen on the back end, such as ease of access issues, security, patient information, and data sharing and exchange, which were all supposed to be outcomes of us moving to an electronic medical record. So through that process, one of the things that is very obvious to healthcare providers is this concept of value-based payment or value-based care models. So what this concept really is where purchasers of healthcare, so whether it's the government or your employer or a consumer, and the payers, both public and private, they're now holding the healthcare delivery system, and that could be physician practices, hospitals, or other based providers, accountable for both the quality and the cost of the care that's being delivered. So these value-based payment models or this value-based care is really used to promote the enhanced population health management. That is one of the key outcomes here, taking care of the entire population, improving their health status. And what the result should be is that systemic cost containment or reduction of cost in total to how care is being delivered. Really, at the end of the day, it's focused primarily on delivering a better relationship between the patient and the provider to create those better clinical outcomes.
From a consumer standpoint, electronic records, online physician portals, that's some of the more obvious results of the kinds of things you're talking about, which gives consumers much more access to information about their own health and health records. But where else are providers looking to innovate as they move to this value-based model?
Well, remember, as a consumer of healthcare services, I never go to just one place to consume a service, right? So I may be at the hospital for a procedure. I have my primary care physician for my day-to-day stuff. I may be going to a specialist because of a health condition that I'm suffering from or trying to recover from. So where we're seeing the biggest issue is the pockets of data that are out there. So really sharing that data is tantamount to making sure the best outcome comes for the patient. Where healthcare organizations are really driving to look for innovation to help meet the goal of providing value to a population and improving the population's care is, first, how do we share that data? How do we collect that data? And how do we rationalize or normalize that data to look for information to drive population care? The biggest area where I see the opportunity is once we get that data into repositories and make it readily available, how do then the physicians or the clinicians use it at the point of care, which is most important to have that best impact at the endpoint? So what we're starting to see is a lot of organizations looking at how they rationalize the mobility of the access to the data, streamlining how clinicians use that data, streamlining how they get into and access that data, because the one thing that would be the primary outcome for this to take place is that physician burnout will happen. If we have to have a clinician log into 17 different locations to get information about one single patient, obviously there's a huge gap there. There's an opportunity for a negative patient outcome, a patient safety issue, and then you're just going to have burnout of that physician. And can they honestly make the best clinical decision for that patient if they don't have that information readily available at their fingertips? So we're seeing a lot of organizations shift to, we're not going to contain the data here in and of ourselves through our mechanisms and our databases and our EMRs, but we're going to extend the world and get into some different contracting models where we're now joining arms with other healthcare organizations. And how do we enable access to those other healthcare organizations' systems to get the best patient information possible? And we're seeing that a lot through mobility, one, because of cost team. And I can't stress this enough. It's very expensive to build end user computing across multiple hospitals and have them all collaborate at the same time. So it's really becoming more of allowing the clinicians to work how they see fit. And I can't, and this is one of those areas where I can't stress enough also, is that we have a population of care providers that is starting to shift and started to change. If you think about 10, 15 years ago in a healthcare organization, those healthcare providers were, I would say, not afraid to use the technology, but it was new to them. They were very paper focused. Well, the residents and the new nurses and the new specialists that are coming into healthcare organizations today have been born with technology at their fingertips. So, you know, as they came out of the womb, they came out of the womb with a smartphone. So now they have a certain expectation about how they use technology to provide a service or to do their job. So now we're seeing healthcare organizations really start to catch up, because we've been laggards for many years, but catch up into this world where we can actually meet the needs of the patient by providing the best outcome, but also provide the technology that these new wave of clinicians are asking for and demanding. And that's going to be primarily in the space of mobility. So, you know, disconnecting or disassociating the application from the hardware itself and allowing that clinician to work the way that they see fit. And that may be through a smart device, a tablet, a home computer, so they can have that work-life balance and provide that best outcome.
Well, I can imagine this would be a real advantage when you're not in your home area, when you're not seeing your regular physician or the specialist that you've been establishing a relationship with. If you're just traveling in-state, out of the country, if your records can be available to a local physician when you have an emergency, that's going to be a huge benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're starting to see a lot more of that take shape. Just from the regulatory stance with new protocols, like FHIR for interoperability, being able to share data seamlessly across the continuum of care. Because like I said before, and you hit on this just right, nobody goes and sees just one doctor anymore. You have a whole care team that's really dedicating to providing the best outcome for you, because we're taking that new population health approach to have that data available, not just to the patient who's the owner of that data, but also to all those clinicians that are in charge of that person's care, is critical to the success for the positive outcome.
This is the Healthcare IT Download. I'm your host, Peter Jacobs, here with VMware's Chris Logan, discussing the technology challenges and opportunities presented by value-based care. Chris, we know technology can push changes in capabilities, like web-based and cloud-based access, but market needs also drive changes in technology, such as new apps and tools for telehealth. So there's a lot happening very quickly. Well, what are some of the challenges that providers are facing when they're going through this digital transformation?
So I think I'll touch on one of the biggest challenges that I see, and one that's become readily apparent over the past few years, and it's really the security challenges and the privacy challenge that organizations are faced when they go into this concept of digital transformation. You know, in the world of paper, it was easy to secure the paper. You actually had to go to a department to retrieve that record, and then you got to flip through that record. Sometimes you kept it, sometimes you gave it back to them. So it created its own different security issue. But now that we have transformed healthcare delivery in the age of electronic medical records, that data is always available at somebody's fingertips where they need it most, which is at that point of patient care. Well, with that digital transformation, one thing that I have viewed in this world is that the security model that we've embarked on for many years, this concept of trust but verify and putting controls around data, has really, it served its purpose to a point, but now that security model needs to change. So a lot of the challenges that I see in the security space is that model of chasing what's bad happening within an organization needs to switch. So if you think about how we've implemented security in the past in this digital transformed world, is we'd always look for the one bad thing. So you think about security tools in general that are normally signature-based. We only know the bad things are signatures after something horrible has happened. We understand what took place. So that concept of chasing bad is really like finding a needle in a haystack. Where we want to see the organizations take a new approach to security is really flipping it completely upside down and ensuring the good within their organizations. And that will drastically reduce the attack surface in a dramatic way. Because at the end of the day, you know how everything's supposed to operate. And if you're looking to manage how those operations are taking place in a known good state, then you're never chasing what is bad. You're defending yourself knowing what is exactly right in that model. So that current approach that we have for failing is really, really hampering the objectivity of digital transformation, and it's making healthcare more of a target for attackers. Why? Because one, the data is well worth its weight in gold, if you think about what the cost of a breached data record is. But more importantly, in this new world of value-based care, the availability of the data is critical. And we've seen this shift take place. If you think about the last 2 years, what has been the biggest uptick in threats or risks to healthcare organizations, or any organization for that matter? Ransomware. Now, ransomware in and of itself is not, it can be considered a breach of patient information, but it's really attack on the availability of that information. So what happens when that data is not available? Well, it has an impact on the outcome to the patient. It could create patient safety issues. And more importantly, it takes away the opportunity to really start to treat that entire continuum of care. If I can't have that data available to that specialist I need to go see down the road tomorrow for my follow-up, I can obviously have a bad outcome for that patient. But it's also going to be much more costly for the clinicians or the health system that's trying to provide that data.
Well, as we know, privacy is paramount when it comes to your personal medical records. That's the whole point of HIPAA regulations. And at the same time, you need that availability, as you've been saying, so that the physicians, the clinicians, have access to the data that they need in order to help improve your health outcomes. How much of this is the responsibility of the IT departments, and how much of it is the permission-based aspect of it?
So it's got to be a gentle balance, right? So this is we're at this, you know, this point in time where the patients need to be in charge of their medical delivery. They really need to take an active role in how they receive care, where they receive care, and why they receive care. You know, really start to look at what the cost is to them, and that would have a long-term lasting impact on what the cost is to the providers. Now, with a population health approach, care teams and hospitals have to have intimate knowledge of all their patients, right? And all their care needs in order to what? Pursue greater care efficacy across the board. Where technology plays a foundation here is technology for this modern payment process or this value-based care delivery mechanism has to be agile. So there has to be this agile foundation for information technology, and that's critical to enabling this sort of approach. Why is that? Because we need that reliable, seamless sharing of patient information. Care teams need on-demand information and integrated networks with those care partners to deliver the best and most ideal care outcome. Now, what that's changing and what I see changing is that IT departments in this healthcare world now have a seat at the table. They are a key business player, and they have a significant role in enabling what we call the business of healthcare. And the business of healthcare is really shifting to this value-based care model. So that's putting those clinicians lockstep arm in arm with the IT department to ensure that they're getting exactly what they need at the point of care, but also allowing IT to be the linchpin for this new digital transformation that's taking place. And what's also starting to take place is that now, as we're reaching out into the communities to put the patient in charge of their care, providing those same technology services from the inside out to the patient so they have full access and full visibility into their records, so they can choose where they want to get the health care that meets, one, their budget, but also for the outcome that they're looking for. So IT really is a business enabler now when we talk about value-based care.
Chris, any final thoughts on where we're heading with all of this and what providers should be looking for?
Well, if I had a crystal ball, I may not be talking to you right now, right? But what I will tell you is that if there's any words of wisdom that I could share through this process of being on the provider side of IT and moving into the partner side of IT, supporting the healthcare ecosystem, is that this is a journey, and it's not a journey that should be taken lightly. Organizations need to realize that the adoption of technology can't be done just because it's the new shiny button, but a lot of thought and a lot of process has to go into how they adopt new technology, for what's the best business outcome for their organization, and then keeping in mind what's the best outcome for the patient and the care delivery for that patient at the same time. So this is one of those areas where technology needs to be looked at. It needs to be really thought about, and it needs to be really dug into to create the best outcome possible for everybody that's involved. That's the only way that organizations are going to be able to get to a value-based care model. That's the only way that they're going to be able to get the cost out of how healthcare is delivered. And that's truly the only way that they're going to be able to provide the best outcome for the patient at the other end. Because what's most critical in this entire scenario is that we're all consumers of this healthcare system. In order for us as consumers of this healthcare system to have the best outcome, we all have to be locked arms, lockstep, and be working together to provide the best outcome possible.
A lot to think about, a lot of possibilities, and a lot of opportunity. I've been talking with Chris Logan, Senior Healthcare Strategist at VMware. Thank you, Chris.
Peter, thank you for your time.
And thank you all for joining us for this installment of the Healthcare IT Download. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and picked up some useful insights. I'm Peter Jacobs. Please join us again.